proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're teaching on faith in the name of Jesus. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, it says, "Whatever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus." You see, in the early church, the enemy was trying to steal this name from the church, because this name had miracle working power. By believing in it and speaking in it, miracles were released. So it's a powerful name. Well, the same thing is happening really today. What we've done today is mostly traditionalize that name. And people call that name, but don't expect anything to happen. Folks, in the early church, when they call that name, things happen. Praise God. It's like the rod in the hand of Moses that he stretched out over the sea, and a miracle where the sea split. Well, this is the rod in our mouths. I'm telling you, it's the name of Jesus. You call that name, something has got to happen. Get your Bibles and pencils and paper tray. Let's go into it. It's called Faith in the Name of Jesus. Look what it says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. If you're there, somebody say, "Praise the Lord" for me. All right, look what it said in verse 16. "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, unto the mountain, where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying," what? "All power," come on, "is given unto me," where? "In heaven and in earth." All right, stay right there. "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So, this name, when you speak this name, all power is in this name. Jesus gave us that name as a substitute for him. In other words, when we call his name with a believing heart, he is in his name. And he, because he's alive, he's doing the same thing today that he did then. But because of his resurrection, he's got to do it through his name. Do you hear what I'm saying? And if you look, come on over to Acts, if you will, and Acts chapter 9. All right, now this is when Jesus had, Paul was on the Damascus road, and here as they journeyed, verse 3, as they journeyed, he came to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks." Now, notice what he did. Now, this is after Jesus had been raised from the dead. But notice what he said, "I am Jesus." Now, who was Paul persecuting in the natural here? Who was he persecuting? The church. He was persecuting people. But who did Jesus say it was? He said it was him. You see what they were doing? They were carrying him. Now, I need you to see this, because when you go on down here, look what it says here in verse 13. "Then Ananias answered the Lord." God told Ananias to go lay hands on Paul, and Ananias said, "Hey, I ain't gonna lay hands on that man. That's a terrorist out there." But he said, "No, no, listen, Ananias." And Ananias says, "I have heard by many that this man, how much evil he has done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that come, that call upon thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a" what? "Chosen vessel unto me to" do what now? "To bear my name before the Gentiles." So I'm telling you, once you get born again, you now get to bear Jesus' name. There's all power behind that name. And again, notice why they were persecuted. He said in verse 14, here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that what? Call on thy name. So that name was feared by the priest at that time. And because they had a lot of political influence, Herod, of course, you know, and Pilate and them, they kind of went along with them, kind of keeping everybody. They didn't want any attention to be drawn to their governorship by Caesar. So they kept everybody cool. And because they really didn't want to arrest Jesus, you know, like they said, you know, when they were trying him, they said, well, what has the man done? You know, but what was happening is they didn't want that name. They didn't want that name because, one, Satan was trying to rob the church of the power of that name. So if he could have gotten the church from using that name or stopped them from teaching that name or passing that name down as a legacy, then they would have lost faith in that name. And if they lost faith in that name and believing on the name, then the name wouldn't work. They could use it, but it won't work because they had no faith in it. Say amen to this. Amen. Now, when you have faith in something, and I have faith in something, if I have faith, I release my faith in it. In other words, if I'm going to cast out a devil in the name of Jesus, well, let's look at an example of that. Come on over to Acts chapter 16. Look what it says in Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer. This is Paul and his missionary group. A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by what? Soothsaying. So working fortune telling. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. Now, who did Paul talk to? Okay. Why didn't he talk to the lady? Well, who was he trying to cast out? Who was going to cast out? You don't cast out the Spirit. Why talk to the lady if you're going to cast out the Spirit? Am I right about it? And so he wasn't talking to her. He was talking to the demon that was driving her. Okay, he said to the Spirit. Now, once he spoke to the Spirit, he said, I command thee in the name of who? Jesus Christ, to what? Come out of her. And what did he do? Notice it didn't say immediately. What did it say? It said what? The same hour. Now, when Paul released that name, he released it how? In faith. Hey, the devil got to go. Because when he released it in faith, he released Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? And Jesus said, hey, whatsoever you ask in my name, meaning demand or command in my name, that will I do. See, Jesus is not dead. He's alive. And he said, where two or three are gathered together, come on, in my name, I'm right there in the midst of them. So that means he's in here. And if you got two folk in your house, he's in there. He's not far away because there's no distance in the Spirit, folks. Folks, when you leave this earth and transition, if Jesus tarries, then when you step out of this body, you just step out. You just step into another dimension. Say amen to this. So I'm just letting you know that it's faith in that name. See, you got to have faith in that name because for God to do anything and move on your behalf, you have to apply faith to it. But you got to know that when you speak that name,
something about to happen. Oh, you follow what I'm saying? So he didn't have to chase the woman around town to see what was going to happen to her. He just spoke that name. But that name had all power. And it will set that woman free of a spirit that she didn't come to him and ask deliverance from. Say amen to that. All right, turn to Philippians, please, in Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of what? No reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has what? Come on, say it again. Highly exalted him and given him a name, come on, which is above every name. That what? At the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, what's going to happen? Every knee shall bow. And then he specified it of things where? In heaven, keep going. In the earth and where else? Under the earth. Every demon must bow. If you believe on the name and release that name in faith, every demon must bow. Now, this is what was taught to the church. Now, why was that so dangerous? Because demons were sent to enforce Satan's dominion in this earth, in this world system. Demons were enforcing it. They're the ones talking to people. They're the ones occupying people in certain political positions. They're the ones influencing thinking of people to make them do adultery on their marriages and so forth. Demons were doing that. They were running the world system. But you came into the earth with a name that when you release that name, the demons got to dispossess their victims. They got to get up and get out. Are you following what I'm saying? Plus, doth a miracle working power God goes forth, see? Because that name just introduces the supernatural, see? And you and I came from a supernatural realm. We were not born again of the earth. We were born again from heaven. We were born, the Bible says, and born again, we were born from above. We were born from a supernatural dimension. Our spirit loves it. Our spirit loves, I mean, even now, even born again, you have no idea in your natural mind how much power is in your mind or soul and how much power is in your spirit. You have no idea. It, just a glimpse of how much power you got is when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water and he said, if that be you, tell me to walk too. And he got outside the boat and said, come. And he got out there and started walking on the water. Now, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying Jesus was demonstrating constantly the power that we have through his name to subdue this entire earth. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, let's go back over to Mark chapter 5, please. Mark chapter 5. Now, look, this is when they came to the other side, verse 1. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man bind him. All right, now, I want you to see this. Because nobody could bind this man. This man would actually break chains. Now, I'm telling you how much power is available in your soul. And the enemy has a way of tapping into that, because without a human, he can't do anything. You got what I'm saying? And I'm saying, Lester Summerall tells a story of how this little old girl, about 5 feet, 2 inches high, these three big men, she was throwing them all over the room. Now, don't get scared. Now, I mean, I'm just saying these people were trying to hold her or take her somewhere or something, and then he came in with the name of Jesus. Say amen to that. And everything had to bow. I'm telling you. The first thing a devil will do is try to hide. He'll try to act like he's not there. That is so stupid. But anyway, now watch this now. In verse 5, and always night and day he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. So the demons had taken possession of this man, and they considered his body their property. They considered ownership over this man's life. All right? But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now, there could be looked at two ways. Now, I'm going to just give you two ways that I see that. One is he came and worshiped him. That worshiping him was the side of this man that was still capable of dealing with reality. And it was just a glimpse of it. But the moment he did it, the demons took over again and began to talk through this man. Are you following what I'm saying here? And so now he's confronting Jesus, that Jesus torment him not. And he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Every name has to bow to the name of Jesus. So now, how much is a legion? I looked it up before I came here. It's a Roman army. It's bigger than our regiment. It's about 3,000 to 6,000 Roman soldiers in an army. That's how many it was. So my thinking is that this man had at least 3,000 to 6,000 demons loaded in him. But the revelation is, if you can get that much evil in you, how much good can you get in you of the Holy Ghost? So when he says be filled with the Holy Ghost, he means be almost possessed with him. I mean, have it so that God is more God in you than you in you. You know what I mean? Boy, that's a good feeling to have. Hallelujah. Now, verse 10. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of that country. No. This is the jurisdiction piece here that I'm writing to my partners about right now. This is that jurisdiction. When an embassy is set up and it's set up and a U.S. embassy is set up overseas, then it's set up and they give them a portion of land. And on that land is U.S. soil. It is not considered Italy soil or African soil or Australian soil. It's not. That land is considered U.S. soil. So much the fact that they put a flag up there, symbolizing that the U.S. flag flies over this property. Got it? Now, in that, somebody on the run can run in that embassy. And the officials just can't come in there after them. They've got to get permission. And in that embassy, there are officials in there. And the laws inside that compound are the laws of the country that compound is from, not the laws of that nation. So in the jurisdiction, whatever's going on outside the gates doesn't have to go on inside the gates. Got it? So it could be poverty outside the gates, but inside they live in like home. Got it? So let's take it a step further. There could be a disease outside the gates, but it has no jurisdiction in the compound. You got what I'm saying now? See, it doesn't make any difference what it is. It might be plague outside the gate, but it cannot come in the compound. Oh, Lord Jesus. Y'all with me? So it doesn't make a difference. Let me show you an example. Put something right there. Turn to Joshua chapter 5. See, you wherever you go, you take an embassy. It doesn't matter where you go. See, you stop just thinking about a building now. You are the temple. You are the building. So wherever you go, the embassy is set up. See, all of this earth the devil thinks is his. But you're coming here to occupy. You're coming here to set up jurisdiction over the entire earth. And that stuff outside the gates, watch this, has no right inside the gate. So it has no right to live on you. See, that's why you can operate by the law of sowing and reaping, because God has a way of getting you your provision through what you sow. Don't look at outside the gate, because they out there barely getting Long Street down by Grumble Alley. But what you're in there doing is sowing and reaping, and yours is coming supernaturally from your kingdom, which is heaven. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, this is why the kingdom must be taught. And Jesus is the king. Matter of fact, he's king of who? Kings and what else? Lord of lords. See, Lord, he's ruler over everything. So everything got to bow to him. And you represent him. You represent the most powerful government in the universe.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, here again, if the religious people or the world could have stripped the church of the use of that name and faith in that name, they would have stripped the church of its miracle-working power. You see, that name was so important. And that's why Jesus, when he sent the disciples out, who are now becoming apostles, he said, hey, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, so forth and so on. See, all power was in that name, and they did everything in that name. They baptized in that name. They received the Holy Spirit in that name. They prayed in that name. They gathered in that name. Everything was done in that name. In fact, whatever you do in word or deed today, do all in the name of Jesus. It is a powerful teaching. The address and phone number on your screen, I advise you, order this one right away. Praise the Lord. You need to use it for your own personal library. And if you're a pastor or something, use it, teach it in your churches. Because we need to get that faith again in the name of Jesus, that when we call that name, it's above every name. Cancer has to bow. AIDS has to bow. Alzheimer has to bow. Whatever it is, it must bow to the power of the name of Jesus. It is a powerful, powerful teaching. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
In the 33 years that Jesus walked the earth, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he preached the gospel to the poor, he set the captives free. Everything Jesus did on this earth, his name can still do. You have the legal right as a believer to use that name to carry out his will in the earth. When you use his name in faith, all things are possible.
Whatever Jesus did in the natural, in his human self down here in this earth, his name will do. See, he went, but he left his name.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn the life-changing power that comes from having faith in the name of Jesus.
Satan is trying to separate us from the name, from faith in that name, because he knows the power of that name.
Order Faith in the Name of Jesus today, and Dr. Winston will explain why the fullness of the Godhead is in the name of Jesus. Why only God's people have the legal authority to use his name. why the name of Jesus brings miracles, and much more.
The name is only a substitute for the one who had the name. In other words, when you release the name, he's still in his name.
To order your copy of Faith in the Name of Jesus on CD, please send $24. On DVD, please send $45 and simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Far too often, the church has used the name of Jesus as mere tradition. But all power is in the name of Jesus. For you to execute that power, you must first have faith in his name. Order this must-have series, Faith in the Name of Jesus, today.
While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org.
Hello, this is Bill Winston. I'm here to wish you a happy new year. Praise the Lord. We've got a new year coming up. I'm calling it the year of manifestations. Praise the Lord. This is all the things that we've been waiting on, things that have been delayed in our lives, even things that have been stolen and fraudulently gotten or kept back from us or whatever have you. Those things are going to manifest in the year 2009. This is going to be the year of manifestations. You're saying, Pastor, how do you know that? Because I'm decreeing it. That's how I know it. Praise the Lord. This is going to be a good year for you. I'm telling you, your days of any kind of financial captivity are over. Things and problems that you have probably wrestled with in the home or in the job or your business or whatever have you, those days are behind you now. These are all good days ahead, the year of manifestations. Well, I just want to wish you a happy new year. Don't forget to set your goals for this new year, and you'll see manifestations in your life. This is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.
Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
God wants us to be raised up as his leaders. Now, this is godly leadership. So we're going to bring righteousness. We're going to be holiness. We're going to bring all these things that are consistent with the Word of God.